couple of things. I'd like to acknowledge the lady who pretty much is responsible for this whole deal. A number of years ago, a while back, she caught me right after a show and wanted to talk about the possibility of doing a fundraiser, a quick benefit for the local symphony orchestra. And I thought about it for about, maybe a second, and said, sure, I'll do it. I'll do it under the condition that I get to do some stuff with that orchestra. And from that came this. She dug up a guy who was teaching music down at Stanford, and they're really quite celebrated music department. And I'd like if there's a spotlight or something we can train on Helen Baldovinos.
Hey, Helen!
Going well. First off, she dug up Giancarlo Accolanti. And now I'm not going to bring him out yet. He teaches down at Stanford, doctorate in wind instruments, I think. And he and I have been trading. You know, this is all. He somehow tapped into what it was that we were hearing, the guys and me, the band was hearing in our heads, in our imaginations, when we were playing these songs for decades. And somehow he tapped into that and managed to get it all on paper. We're just beginning here. Critique this collaboration and see if there are any common themes, and if so, we'll work on that. Because what we want to do is be part of the orchestra, not just dance in with the orchestra, but part of it. Say here tonight, so the hell with it. Let me bring out Giancarlo. This is his work.
The rest of what I had to say, I'll tell some reporter somewhere.